Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thank you all for being here. My name is Melanie Daniels. I'm your host for tonight. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Karen Slack. She is a certified light practitioner and intuitive meditation guide. Hi, Karen, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for being on the show this evening.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Can you tell everyone who's listening in a little bit how you got into doing meditation and some of the benefits that you found that it helped you with?
Yes, absolutely. I started meditating, I don't know how many years ago. I guess it would be back in 2010, probably, okay. On a regular basis. And I took a course from Beth Lynch, who is one of my teachers, and I became a certified inner light practitioner, and that helped me find my way into meditation. And then I have taken many courses since then, and I'm currently still taking courses to expand my learning and growing with this. I got into meditation originally myself because I had a lot of insomnia and I needed a way to stop my mind at night, as well as I was hoping it would benefit my migraines. But it actually helped me connect to my intuition, which I wasn't expecting at the time, but has brought me to a very powerful place where I can connect with my intuition and follow my own path. So
that is amazing. I don't think people really sometimes understand that even through meditation, that is a wonderful free tool that we have in way of healing ourselves. Would you agree
right.
with that?
I've found good benefits from meditation as far as helping me when I have a migraine to give me something else to focus on. I feel like I've noticed it helps with times where I have anxiety or where I'm feeling stressed. It helps to pull me out of that. There are many different studies out there that talk of the physiological benefits of meditation as well, on things like blood pressure and stress, and I've watched it with my daughter as far as helping to calm her down at night and helping her have an outlet for her imagination. So there is absolutely a lot of benefits for meditation that people don't really know until they start exploring it.
Right. That is so awesome that your daughter is so involved with your meditations. I absolutely love watching your live feeds where you have your daughter in with you doing the meditations. I absolutely think that is a wonderful thing that a lot of people don't even think to children.
Oh, I'm losing you.
You know, you still need to slow down. Take time to just be. Well,
right, absolutely.
I want to thank you so much for agreeing to come on here and do this live meditation. How did you go about picking out the meditation for this evening?
I actually did a little meditation myself first before we connected here on the over the phone, and I pulled out some of my color cards for inspiration. And I felt like through the color cards, the ones that came up and what I felt in my meditation, I wanted to offer a meditation where we connect with some divine light and allow it to wash over us, as well as I feel like we'll use some affirmations to get into the meditation, because I feel like affirmations are a powerful tool when you're meditating.
Yes,
I just kind of followed my instinct.
I love it. Well, if you are ready and in a place where you're ready to begin, I am going to mute my side of it so that way it's all you.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I am
if you're
all
ready. All righty. Well, I hope everyone's listening in, and here we go. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you. All righty. So we're going to have you get comfortable in your spot where you're choosing to meditate tonight. I'm going to have you take a nice, big, deep cleansing breath to start out and just take a minute to settle into your space and become aware of your surroundings. Just take a minute to listen to the sounds within your room or your home or work if you're still at work. And just listen for a second. Be aware of the chair that you're in or the bed that you're laying on and how it supports you. I feel like this helps us get centered and focus and brings our awareness to this moment. I will start off my meditation as you're getting comfortable by sharing with you that my unique meditation services are meant for spiritual entertainment and enlightenment purposes. And if you have any mental or physical health concerns, I encourage you to seek a mental or physical health professional. Alrighty, so we're going to take another deep cleansing breath, breathing in for as long as you can, and then exhaling for as long as you can. I want you to become aware of your breath. Feel yourself inhale and exhale comfortably. As you become aware of your breath, I'm going to have you count with your breath. I'm going to have you count from one up until four as you inhale, and count from four down through zero as you exhale. Allow your breath to settle. Allow these numbers to ride the waves of your breath. We come into this meditation with an open mind and an open heart. We embrace this meditation to be used for our highest good, and we embrace the divine light and divine energy that is shared with us at this time. Any time during the meditation when you feel you have to refocus yourself or your thoughts start to travel away, you can come back to these numbers and count from one up until four as you inhale, and count from four down through zero as you exhale. And that will help you refocus and center yourself again. As you allow your breath to settle into a nice natural rhythm, we're going to move on to some affirmations. As you inhale, I want you to say in your mind or out loud, divine. And as you exhale, I want you to say in your mind or out loud, light. Inhale to divine. Exhale to light. Divine. Light. Allow this phrase to roll through your mind, rolling over the waves of your breath. And with each cycle of this affirmation, allow yourself to calm and relax more and more. divine light. Allow this affirmation to be a permission slip to release the tension within your body, within your mind, and within your space. We're going to move forward into our next affirmation. And inhale to divine and exhale to the word peace. Inhale to divine and exhale to peace. Allow this affirmation to release any tension within your mind or within your body or within the energy around you. As we move forward, we're going to move into some visualization. Allow yourself to see, feel, or simply know and imagine what is right for you today. Trust in what you experience and trust in what your mind and imagination bring you. I want you to imagine that there is a beautiful light pouring down from the clouds up above you. Imagine that this light pours down over your head, washing down over your shoulders, down over your arms. Feel this light washing over your back, down your body. Trust that this light washes over your knees, down your legs, and out your feet. Imagine how this light would feel as it washes over your body. As if you were standing in a beautiful warm shower of this light. Imagine how this light would feel on your skin. What the brightness of this light would be. How this light would smell. And I want you to imagine that this light is pouring through your body now, not just on top of it. And as this light pours through your body, it releases and relaxes any tension or any stress, bringing your energy to flow freely and smoothly through your body. Imagine this light traveling through your mind, behind your eyes, down your throat, do you feel or know that this light encircles your heart,
fills your chest. Allow this light to wash down over your shoulders, down your arms, and into your hands. Feel the light as it washes down your stomach and through your organs. Allow this light to wash down your legs, behind your kneecaps, releasing the tension within your calf muscles. Imagine that this light travels within your ankles and out the middle of your feet. Allow this light to move out around you, pooling and puddling at your feet, glowing and growing forward. Increasing the space around you that this light touches. Increasing the space of peace that encircles you. I want you to imagine, see, or feel that this light expands out and illuminates a wide open space around you. What would this space look like? Is this wide open space outside or inside for you? What kind of weather would this space have? What's the climate around you in this space? Imagine what would surround you in this space. Allow yourself to see, feel, or simply know this space in which you are in. Feel the peaceful tranquility that surrounds you in this place. The serenity. Is there any furniture? Maybe there's a table with some books. Allow your imagination to travel with this. Is there anybody in this space with you? Trust that this place is created for your highest good. And anybody within this space is meant to be there in support of you and what is your highest good at this time. Allow yourself to be aware if anybody else would be around you. imagine what you would do if there was, or what you would do if there isn't. I want you to ask in your mind, as you stand in this peaceful space in your mind and in your heart and in your soul, I want you to ask your angels and your guides if there is anything you need to know at this time. Be aware of what you see, what you feel, and what you hear, or simply know as you rest this. When you feel that you have achieved this peace and you have received what you're meant to receive, I want you to imagine that this light pulls in towards you, washing through you and surrounding you. Imagine that you are encircled by a bubble of beautiful bronze light. Imagine as you inhale and exhale that this light washes over you, through you, over your body, down your feet, and out your toes. Allowing you to be aware of your physical self and the space in which you started this meditation. Slowly and surely and peacefully grounding yourself into your reality and into your physical space around you. Embrace the affirmation, I am divinely grounded. Allow this affirmation to center you and focus you. And trust that this light that you created in this space, in this energy, trust that you carry that with you in your heart at all times. And that the peace, wisdom, and the light is available to you whenever you would like. We're going to finish the meditation today with a couple of I am affirmations. We're going to say three of them. You can say them out loud, or you can hear them within your mind. I am light. I am filled with divine strength. walk with angels here on earth. And if you would like to take one last deep cleansing breath, open your eyes and bring yourself back to the space in which we started. You can allow yourself to get focused and become aware as you move forward into your evening or into your day, whichever time frame you're moving into. Thank you all for allowing me to guide you through that meditation today.
Wow, Karen, that was absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed
it. I mean, yes, I very much enjoyed that. I mean, I feel so at peace. I feel in that meditation, I actually felt that my guides came forward. And
perfect.
For me, usually in meditation to connect with my guides, I have to fully release everything. And being perfect. That I have work today, I mean, I couldn't have ended the day with anything better, put it that way.
Fantastic. I'm very glad. I like meditations like that.
I absolutely love your meditations. Would you be willing to share with us a little bit how you said that the meditations help you with your intuitive part of your life as far as, say, connecting with spirit? Would you like to share a little bit about that?
I feel like, for me, meditation is a way for me to get past my ego, to get past that part of me that second guesses everything. And I feel like when I get into meditation, all that other stuff is left behind. When it's practiced on a regular basis, it can be a tool to give you permission to step out of where your mind takes you and move into your heart space, into that truth that we all know that we carry inside of us.
Right. I completely agree. That is like the most perfect answer. That's the most truest statement I've ever heard. I agree 100%. As far as with the doubting, it clears my mind as well so that I can get rid of all of my thoughts, and I find myself focusing too hard. So I will go into a meditative state to where I clear out all of my thoughts. That lets spirit kind of take over and fill me with all of their messages.
Absolutely. When I first started meditating, I felt like that's actually when I, in meditation, as I embraced my intuition and I gave myself permission to embrace my intuition, that's when I actually connected with a lot of those that are in my divine circle, meaning my guides, angels, and past loved ones that walk with me. And I found that when I meditate, I journal what I experience afterwards. Not all the time, but in the very beginning, I journaled all the time. And I didn't second guess it. I just wrote everything out. And then over time, I could start to see the pattern and give myself permission to accept that, yes, this might be what I'm experiencing. And it's built from there.
Absolutely. Did you find that it was very easy for your daughter to let go and meditate?
It's funny you should ask that. I had to let go of her meditation, if that makes sense, because I'm so used to guiding adults in meditation to calm down and be peaceful and everything's tranquil. And when I first started meditating with her, I needed to let her be able to fidget. I needed to let her imagination roll. And I needed to let that meditation be what she needed it to be, not what I thought she needed. So it did help her let go, but in the manner of, we take more of an imaginative journey with her when we meditate.
Right.
So I feel like she lets go in a different way than I do, if that makes sense.
I can see that, yeah, because for kids, they operate different. They have different things going on in their mind. Their imaginations are kind of going, where we're more of like, okay, is this my thought or is this something coming in? We're questioning everything.
Right.
That, I just love it. I love it. I wish you would, I wish I could watch you do meditations every single day. I love your morning meditations. I love it when you sit out there with the water and when you pull cards, and it just makes for a great day. It's a great way to start your day.
It is. It took me longer to get into meditating in the morning than it did meditating at night, but starting your morning with just a simple little meditation, I feel like really helps to set the impression for the day. It helps to
invite
positive energy into it.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
If you're okay with it, I had some stuff that I jotted down during that meditation. Do you mind if I share it?
Sure, you do. Yes, please.
It's not anything big, but I just wanted to share when we guided into what the surroundings looked like, a couple of things that I felt pop up in my mind. And I figured I would put them out there, and if they validate anybody's experience, that way they can take that piece with them.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I did the exact same. So it's going to be cool to hear what you got compared to what I got.
Absolutely. I felt like I saw tulips, and then I felt like I was in a forest, and then I felt like I was in a lavender field.
Oh, my God. So, let me tell you what I jotted down. I got gold and white light, a wide open field, sunny and warm, tall green grass, tall flowers. My guides were there. A huge, very strong, old oak tree. And it was all there to bring me peace and love and tell me that it's okay to rest.
The phrase that I wrote down is, be at peace, you are good.
Sweet! I love it. See, I'm right there with you when you meditate. I'm telling you, it's like I can tap into whatever energy that you're in doing these meditations. I feel that's why I'm so drawn to them.
I've really enjoyed guiding people into in meditations because I feel like each meditation that I do with somebody is completely unique to them. And that it's completely unique to what their experiences is. And there's always validation given to me in some way that we get to validate their points. I did feel the idea of dad and uncle come through, but this is new to me, this whole concept. So I didn't get names or anything specific, just dad and uncle, as well as at the end, I heard fortune, peace, and tranquility.
Get out of here. So would that be you picking that up for me, or just that's what you're getting because you're open?
I feel like that's what I got for the meditation, and because you're listening, if it was just me and you, I could definitely say this was for you. But because there's other people listening, I can't 100% guarantee
Absolutely.
That. But I did feel like the dad part. I kept feeling your name and feeling your energy when I keep looking at the dad. I keep thinking you. So I
well,
do
it's
feel
absolutely,
like that you.
I didn't want to take it if you meant it for somebody else. But I can say that I have had my dad around me a lot today. I also have an uncle that is passed that I have had on my mind a lot lately because he was an avid fisherman, and my husband and myself went fishing this weekend. my husband was just talking with my son yesterday, last night, about going fishing and things like that. And so this one particular uncle has been on my mind a lot the past couple of days. And I would like to thank you for giving that information, because that just validates for me what I've been feeling all day long. I thank you for that.
Very cool. Absolutely. Thank you.
And we need to start doing this more often.
That's what I'm thinking. I just want to also add, when you described what you saw, the big oak tree, I automatically thought of the word dad again for you. So
I don't
know if you're, like, your dad would be representative of a big oak tree, or if you had a big oak tree when you were a kid. That I'm not sure. But, I mean, there's a lot of oak trees around. But.
And because when I envisioned this oak tree, I specifically saw the roots dig deep down. Very grounded, very strong. Its branches were very protective as far as shading me from the sun. I am lily white, I burn. And that's something that actually crossed my mind in the meditation, was I'll go under this shade tree to keep from being in this bright, bright sun, because it was so bright that I could hardly see my guides. They were kind of far off, and the light was in my eyes. And the meditations that I follow with you particularly, everything that I see is very crisp, very clear, just like it's real life. I think a lot of people are afraid, especially other adults, they're afraid to really let go and embrace the visions and pictures that come to them, because they think, you know, this is very childish. This is just my imagination, you know, and they push it away. I would say, let go and let it come.
Right.
And see what kind of experience you are really fixing to have with spirit. It's a beautiful thing.
I completely agree. And I feel like when you bring in the idea of your imagination a little bit, then that takes you on your own path. And I personally, when I first started meditating, I felt like if I'm not seeing something with my actual physical eyes, that I'm doing this wrong. And that is not wrong. For me, it's a process of knowing the details of the picture. It's not something I physically see with my eyes. And as soon as I could wrap my head around the fact that it's okay that I don't see something, it's okay that I don't feel something, I'm just going to trust in this meditation. I feel like that gives you permission to let go.
Yes. I agree 100%.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well,
and it just is a good process.
I believe that for anyone who is looking to expand on their gifts, enrich their life, anything at all, I feel like getting down the steps of meditation, that's the building blocks. That's what you have to master first before you can move on to the next. It's kind of like those are the main things that you have to build on to get further. So until you master this one thing, you can't really move on to the next phase, so to say.
Right. Yep. And meditation can lead you into a journey of mastering yourself, if that makes sense. I feel
it
like
does.
It gets you behind the person that we put out in the world.
Right. It can also, you know, like you said in the very beginning, help with so many. It's so wonderful with improving our health. People with high blood pressure, you know, all these different things, stress will kill you. And if you can just master and control yourself and use the meditation as a tool to help yourself. And the one, I can't stress this enough, and it's free. It's free. You can do it all day, anytime, anywhere, in the shower, you know, anywhere. It's a wonderful tool that we have available to us.
Absolutely.
Some would some would even say, you know, compare meditation to prayer.
Right.
Have you ever heard that?
Yes. And it's funny you should say that, because in one of the courses I'm taking currently, it talks about how meditation, different forms of meditation are in almost every religion. And
right.
that it doesn't, you don't have to follow a specific religion to be able to meditate. And that each religion has its backgrounds in meditation. And when I dove into that a little bit more, I really, like you said, I feel like it allows you to find your own divine expression of your own religious beliefs and step into prayer or whatever, however it is you celebrate. I feel like there is a meditation that can help you with that, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, is there anything else that you would like to touch on as far as meditation or possibly even talk about how you do readings? Or would you like to, you know, tell everyone where they can find you on Facebook so that they can tune in for your live readings?
Absolutely. I would love to. I have a Facebook page. If you go on Facebook and you look up Unique Meditation on there, there's contact information as well as a list of some of my services. I often will do Facebook Live events where I will do meditations like this on a Facebook Live feed, as well as I'll draw cards and share inspirational stuff. So find Unique Meditation on Facebook like it and follow it. And if you have any questions or concerns, or if you would like to do a personalized meditation, we can explore that. You can find my contact information on there. And I do offer color card readings and meditations and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Karen, for agreeing to do this tonight and being on the show. I love it. I think we need to get together and do this more often, maybe once a week, once a month, whenever you're free and willing to chat it up on here. I love it.
Absolutely. I'm willing. I think that sounds fantastic. And thank you so much for allowing me to do it. I had a great time and it was a very great opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you so much. With that, I'm going to wrap up the show. I want to thank everyone for listening in and staying here and doing this live meditation with Karen Slack. I love her. Find her on Facebook. Look her up. She does meditations almost daily. She is a wonderful lady. Thank you all so much and enjoy your night. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Have a good night.